Okay, so imagine it's Monday night, say about 9 p.m., and you're flipping through the cable channels. Stay with me here. According to Nielsen ratings, you'll probably end up watching sports, maybe WWE wrestling, or...
Flight 305 to Miami is now boarding.
VH1's Love and Hip Hop Miami. The reality show follows the lives of artists and music industry folks as they break in, come back, and cross over. It has been a big hit for the cable network, and this season, the breakout star is a Latina who wants Americans to know she's black and she's proud. I'll let Shireen Marisol Meraji from NPR's Code Switch team explain.
Diana de los Santos, a.k.a. Amara la Negra, is black and proud. And yes, she will say it loud, but don't take my word for it.
I'm very loud, so you should be able to hear me just fine.
That's her talking to the sound engineer before our interview began.
I'm very Latina. We need to be loud to know that you understand us.
Amara la Negra is Dominican-American. Both her parents are from the Dominican Republic, and she was born and raised in Miami.
So I am Afro-Latina. Afro-Latina means that I come from African descent, which means that I am black. Without you having to see me, if I say I'm Afro-Latina, you'll automatically, visually in your mind, see I'm dark. And my culture, my family, we all speak Spanish. We're Latinos. This is my culture.
Simple enough, right? But her storyline on Love and Hip Hop Miami gets into how complicated it is when you're an Afro-Latina trying to make it in the entertainment business. And Amara does it all. She sings, dances, and acts.
Performing is what I was born to do, but it hasn't always been easy. You're too black to be Latina, or you're too Latina to be black, or your hair is too nappy. You know, you need to be more petite, more skinny, more slim, long legs, skinny, don't do that. It's your accent. It's everything.
She says she's been dealing with this since preschool. At 4, she won a competition that landed her on the longest-running variety show in TV history. Sábado Gigante. She was on it for 6 years, and Amara says she was the only dark-skinned child, the only one, and they either put her way in the back or smack in the middle.
Like a bug in the middle of a cup of milk, like they don't know where to place you. And we don't want to seem racist, so we have to have her.
And she says the comments about her hair were constant.
I was getting my hair done backstage, and the hairstylist told my mom, "You need to perm her hair. You need to do something about her hair because her hair is unmanageable. We cannot deal with this. We don't have time for this." I remember my mom looking, her facial expression that moment. I was like about five or six. And I remember her looking at me and her face. It was just letting me know that this is the beginning of the struggle.
It was years of straightening perms and hot combs and dieting until she was like, "I'm done.
All right, that's it. Take it or leave it."
And Amara la Negra, Love the Black Woman, was born. She was 17 when she said, "I'm going to embrace my skin, my curves, and my hair." Her signature style, a big, beautiful afro. Her mom totally supported the decision, and their relationship is a big part of Amara's love and hip-hop storyline.
"I may have big dreams, but her dreams for me are even bigger.
Yo quiero ver una estrella en el piso, en la calle."
Her mom, Ana Maria, came to the U.S. from the DR almost 30 years ago. She raised Amara on her own in Miami, worked multiple jobs, cleaning houses, cooking, selling flowers on street corners to pay for her daughter's dance classes and singing lessons. Amara says she wanted to show people watching her on TV that she didn't live some fancy, glamorous life. And more importantly, she wanted them to see what she was up against.
"My mom works in the kitchen. I've been working on my career since I was 4 years old, and I still haven't made it to where I want to be. Why haven't I made it? What is going on?"
Racism and colorism, she says, and not just from white Americans, from Latinos, too. She proves her point early on in the first season of Love & Hip Hop Miami after a meeting with a producer. He's Puerto Rican, and he goes by the moniker Young Hollywood. She's hoping he'll help her cross over from the Latin to the American music market.
It was his natural reaction that instead of asking me about my music, what direction I wanted to go, what I wanted to do, he was too concerned about my hair.
He told her to look more Beyoncé and less Macy Gray. And if you don't get that reference, it basically means straighten your hair. And Amara says that means look less black.
"So I can't be elegant if I have a fro? Is that what you're saying?"
"Yeah, I guess so."
People on social media skewed skewered young Hollywood and rushed to Amara's defense. He denies he's racist, saying he didn't properly articulate what he really wanted to say. Either way, it opened up a very touchy conversation about colorism within the Latino community.
I know that nobody wants to talk about it, but we suffer a lot of racism. We suffer a lot of colorism amongst ourselves. You know, we'll say it all the time. If you want to argue with me, the first thing they'll say is, la negra esa, the black this or the that black, da-da-da. You know, I get it all the time. Oh, whenever you get married, don't get married to no black man because you need to better the race. You don't want nappy hair. You don't want a big nose, big lips. You don't want... So it's just that self-hate that's been taught generation through generations that it's just awful. Somebody needs to say something. Like, are we just gonna keep hearing it and not do anything about it?
So I spoke at length with Adolfo Cuevas. He's a professor at Tufts University, and he's studying the cumulative effects of racism on the health of Afro-Latinos. He's Afro-Dominican, like Amara La Negra, and he says there's really not that much data on Black Latinos. But what is out there shows big disparities between Black and White Latinos. Even when Black Latinos have more education than White Latinos, they're less likely to be employed. And when they are employed, they make less money. Afro-Latinos also report having more health issues and higher levels of depression. Now, Amara La Negra thinks more positive media representation can really help. She says when she was growing up, the only person she had to look up to was the Afro-Cuban singer Celia Cruz. Azucar, azucar negra, como
me gusta y me alegra. Azucar, azucar. Azucar, I used to love her. She was everything. She was loud and her charisma, she was very humble. She was an amazing person. When she passed away, I was like, then there's nobody else that I can be like.
Amara La Negra says she really wants to be a role model for Afro-Latinas coming up today. She just signed a multi-million-dollar record deal. She's got a doll collection in the works. And she says, fingers crossed, she'll be on the big screen too. And she ended our interview by shouting out the Afro-Latina in her life who made it all possible.
Mommy, I love you so much. Thank you. I can't wait to go home and give you a hug. I miss you so much. Okay.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.